Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us on a Wednesday. And we got a lot to talk about here. An undefeated football team with another big one on Sunday. And we're getting close now. It's officially October. The playoffs started yesterday. And Red October is about to arrive on Saturday. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. Just want to let y'all know, man, got a lot of phone calls yesterday. Don't shoot the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger, man. Mm. I got a job to do. You know what I mean? I got a job. I'm a professional.
Yeah. So you're, are you speaking to the people who are speaking to you?
I'm just saying, man. For the most
part.
Is this
sending a message, Hugh, over here?
I'm just saying. For the most part, I'm a professional.
Wow, we had hearsay Hugh yesterday.
I'm a professional.
We really did.
And I'm a man of the people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can't, you know what I mean? If I got something to say, you can't hold me back. Man, you can't suppress all of this. You can't do it. It's impossible. Most of the time.
It's a good question.
I don't care about the fans. I care about it when it comes to gossip.
Of course you do.
And be it messy.
And we do try to suppress it for 4 hours a day, but he did turn that mic back on. All right, 215-592-9494 to join the show. A lot to discuss today. Elliot's going to join us at 11. He had a lot of things to say yesterday about the offense, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts. What the heck's going on around here? Well, let you hear what Kevin Petullo said yesterday about A.J., the offense. And, of course, a lot on the fills as last night, Hugh, the Dodgers won game one.
Yes, they did.
In pretty dominant fashion.
Showy's out there showing out.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Showy's showing out.
This Reds thing is cute, but we're going to get the Dodgers here on Saturday afternoon. It's cute. It's a wonderful.
It's only one game, man.
It's a cute story. The Dodgers, come on
now. It wasn't that bad of a loss.
Oh, stop.
Only like five runs.
No, that game was over in the first inning.
Did you just give the Reds a moral victory?
I know. This is the playoffs. Hey,
no, let me tell you. Like, last night, because I was kind of in and out, because I was hell diving last night, matter of fact. I was playing a game.
What?
Hell divers.
Yeah. Were you with your clan?
I was with my class. We were fighting for democracy.
We can't talk clan at 10:03, man.
They will remain anonymous.
Just like the sources yesterday on AJ. Yep.
But I was, you know, hell diving with some of my coworkers. Mm-hmm. So we were hell diving, and, you know, I kept getting alerts. And we were like, man, everybody was like, damn, Shohei Ohtani's out there doing his thing. And then you wake up this morning and you see him, you know, Cadillacing around the bases. Yeah. And it was like, yeah, but then I was like, oh, 10-5, that ain't bad.
No, it was bad. It was bad. They had that game won in the fifth inning. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to some Phil stuff, including something that I need and we all need in the month of October. And we'll let you hear what Rob Thompson said this morning. All coming up. A lot to do on the show today. But, Hugh, you said hell diving. And that's not a term I use very often, but it could be a term we use to describe Saquon Barkley's start to the season. Hell diving right into the middle of the line and not getting much yardage. So Saquon Barkley, through the first month of the season, 77 carries, 237 yards. He is averaging 59 yards per game. Last year, of course, in the all-time great season, he averaged 125.3 yards per game. This isn't even half. And I understand it's early. And there's a lot of season to go, and he certainly could get going, and I think a lot of people do expect him to get going. But I got to tell you, I know there was a lot of data out there. There was a lot of reason and logic to think, and I know we're going to hear from I Told You So Douglas in a second, that Saquon wouldn't have the same kind of year he had last year. But I got to tell you, and 4 games in, it's one thing if it happens one game. It's another thing if it happens 2 games. We're about a quarter of the way into the season, and we haven't gotten any traction in the running game. Saquon is actually trending down in terms of, you know, the yardage. I'm surprised. I wake up today as we enter October surprised at how difficult it has been for the Eagles to run the football. Now, did I think it would be as dominant as last year? No, that was probably hard to do. I thought he had a chance to replicate it, but logically I understood why it was going to be harder. Teams were going to adjust. But if you had said to me, Joe, take a deep breath, it's not going to be as good as last year, I would have probably said, okay, maybe he wouldn't average 125 yards a game, but I'm going to get 80, right, or 90, or 75. Or
something close, because that was the bet we had last week, right?
Right, 81 and a half.
Like 81 and a half, yeah.
I would have thought that it would have been a good season. So far, the run game has been bad. It might be the biggest issue with the offense, and we're just kind of looking at that. They're always in third and long, and then we yell about A.J. and Jalen. They can't run the football. They couldn't run the football to end the game on Sunday. Hugh, first quarter of the season, are you surprised it has been this challenging for the Eagles running game and Saquon? You heard the question. Are you surprised that it's been this difficult?
Not at all, Joe. I just wanted to hear you repeat it. Because
I mean, come on.
I tried to tell you this, like when the season started. Yeah. And y'all was talking about, oh, you don't know what you're talking about.
Well,
you
don't.
Saquon kind of poo-pooed the fact that, you know, it's the motivation is different. And that's natural. That's natural to happen. You know, last year you talk about coming off of, you know, being cut or being let go by the New York Giants. And the GM basically said, hey, we don't want you here, but let us know when you find another job.
Yeah, he did do that.
You know, and the owner talking about he would be sick if he came to the Philadelphia Eagles, and he did that. Had a hell of a season. The motivation was different. Not saying that he's not a good running back, because I think he is, and he doesn't look any different. But offensive line, a lot of contact that I've seen, some of it has been behind the line of scrimmage. You know, he doesn't have the running lanes that he once had. I think that the Mekhi Becton factor has something to do with it. They just haven't had that continuity yet. And you know what the unfortunate thing about this offense right now is? They're disjointed. So it's one of those things, Joe, where you just can't put it all on Saquon Barkley. It's a combination of a whole bunch of different things. It's Kevin Petullo. Him getting, you know, up to speed and acclimated with, you know, the weapons that he has, because he's in a different realm. He's in a different position now where he's the actual play caller. And a lot of times when I watch this team, it just feels like the offense has no flow. It's not like I don't see a whole lot of plays that set up other plays.
I agree. I feel the same thing. And you're right. I mean,
fluidity.
The details on what you said and why it's gotten like this, I agree with that. I think we're all seeing something similar. I'm just surprised it has been this pedestrian in the running game for this many weeks. I mean, the Eagles always have a good running game. And that dates back to before Saquon got here.
Yeah.
Now Saquon took it to a different level last year, and he broke away all those big runs, and he had an historic season. But, you know, we could look up to different ways of kind of evaluating this. But I would say, let's just use the Sirianni era. Since Nick Sirianni arrived to the Eagles, I doubt any team in the NFL has had more rushing yards. We could go look at the numbers over 5 years. I would bet, without looking it up and having the exact data in front of me, that the Eagles have had the most rushing yards in the NFL over the last 5 years. And that is including some years without Saquon Barkley. The Eagles' running game with Sirianni, with Hurts as a plus one in the running game, with Jeff Stoutland, it's always good. It was good before Saquon got here. Mm-hmm. It went to a different level last year. So I am surprised. I'm surprised we've gotten to the point where through 4 weeks, it's not been a good running game. And Hugh, the only reason, if you look at the overall numbers, the only reason the running game looks decent, it's really because of Jalen. Jalen has had a good amount of rushing yards, right? Especially week one. I think he had over 60 this past week, too.
Yeah, like, it's not been
it's not from the running game.
Yeah,
Jalen has propped up the running game so far this year to make it look not as bad as it's been. It's been a bad running game. And it's super surprising to me because the Eagles always have a solid, if not excellent, running game. 215-592-9494. Are you surprised that Saquon Barkley is off to as slow of a start? I told you so. Douglas rolled in here at 10 o'clock today. Yeah but you didn't tell us it would be this down. You said he wouldn't do what he did last year. This is, 59 yards a game.
I'm not pushing the panic button because a lot of it is also teams are not going to let Saquon Barkley do what he did last year. It's going to be a little bit more tough sledding, and I think that's what you've seen.
But didn't they load the box at times at the end of last year, and he still had big games?
Yeah, but you got a lot of run blitzes. I've seen a few run blitzes, quite a few, and I've seen a lot of penetration. I've seen a lot of guys getting in the back.
Come on, it's a family show. What are you doing?
What are you talking about?
So hard.
It was just I am a professional.
All right, you know, take a deep breath and let's hear from an actual professional.
Hold on. You have to remind yourself out loud, I am a professional.
I am a professional.
He's going to go back and look in the mirror after work today and be like, you are a professional.
You, sir, are a professional.
Then you get back out there tomorrow.
Couldn't get through the word penetration.
You don't giggle at your own words, all right? You get back out there tomorrow.
No, I mean, I just think it's funny because, like, we were talking earlier, like, certain words that I know I'm going to screw up, and I say them, and it's just like, yeah, you about to screw that
up. All right, why don't you take a little pause? Let's hear from a pro, Ray Dittinger, speaking about the Eagles running game, Saquon, and the first quarter of the season.
And the one question that everybody seems to be asking, which I understand looking at the numbers, is there something wrong with Barkley? You know, is there something, I mean, some people offer the cautionary view that, you know, running backs historically, go back through history, that have a year like he had last year, they aren't the same player next year. That you just don't come back from that right away. So everybody's kind of looking for that. Honestly, Joe, I don't see it. I don't see that he's lost a step. I don't see that he's running any differently. I mean, last year he was averaging 6 yards a carry. Now he's averaging less than half of that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So, and the numbers are stark. I mean, again, he averaged last season, Saquon Barkley, in a historic season, 5.8 yards per carry. It's 3.1 so far this year. Look, I don't see physical deterioration. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's lost a step. I think he's this guy I saw last year. He just hasn't broken one yet. But I'm surprised. I'm surprised it has been this slow of a start to the season. Jordan Mailata, earlier this week, here's what he said about Saquon. It sounds like he doesn't think this is Saquon issue, more maybe with him and his other guys up front.
100%.
Yeah.
He's even hungrier now to even, you know, be better than last year. The hunger and drive I see every day is, like, increased tenfold. Like, there's been no drop-off for his mentality and the way he approaches the game. The only drop-off that I see is just our consistency up front and executing on the detail and technique. That's it.
Yeah.
That's the same answer every week. And it's the same answer that you're going to get because it's the same question.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, I love that from Mailata, taking the accountability for the offensive line not playing as well and really saying it's on them. Also, Mailata, I think that was a direct shot at Hugh Douglas for questioning maybe a little bit of the motivation from Saquon coming back and doing it again. You heard him say he's got the same motivation.
No, it's different.
Jordan Mailata says it's the same.
No, I mean, I got a lot of respect for the big fella because he's in the trenches. And, you know, I got a lot of respect for those guys. But it's not the same because you went from being I think bust is strong. I think
yeah,
bust
he wasn't
is strong,
a bust. He just probably
but you
yeah.
went you went
uneven
to a
career.
Hall of Fame caliber player, and I say that with a heavy H, Hall of Famer, in 1 year, like you thrust yourself into that Hall of Fame conversation.
That's a heavy H.
Heavy H. Yeah. Like, seriously. Like, you have, and that's what you're looking for.
Right.
Now, when he says the motivation is still the same, yeah, because now he's in that Hall of Fame conversation.
Yeah, but I don't think the motivation is the problem. I think the offensive line hasn't blocked well enough.
No, they haven't.
And the passing game has been...
pedestrian.
At best, yeah. At best.
Pedestrian is not bad.
Pedestrian is not bad? For all the money we have in the passing game? Pedestrian?
I've seen a lot of penetration.
Oh, my God. 215-592-9494.
Never 4-0. That dog still go hunting.
That dog's not hunting anymore, man.
Dog is still hunting.
All right. Are you surprised Saquon's off to as slow of a start as he is? Kyle, what are you feeling on this as Saquon Barkley is not close to what he was doing last year?
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. I'm also mad at myself because I believed all the baloney that I was fed during training camp from Elliott, who's going to come on at 11, said Saquon looks like even better than he did in training camp last year.
Did he sell us a lemon on this one?
Yeah. I mean, look, and I guess I sort of talked myself into the fact that Saquon was just different. Yep. Like, he would be more of a Derrick Henry type than, you know, your typical running back who's on top of the mountain and then all of a sudden falls off. So, I don't know, and I guess part of me still kind of expects him to break out this season.
Like, I do too. I think it's a matter of time.
Yeah, and I don't buy the nonsense of it's a motivation issue whatsoever. I think it's, as you said, more of a penetration issue.
Yeah, bad penetration.
Motivation or penetration? What's the issue here?
And I think with a few more weeks, the offensive line is going to get a little bit more continuity and he'll still break out. So I guess in terms of my expectations before the season and what I still expect, yeah, like I'm surprised it's gotten off to the slow start it has.
Yeah, look, and I think I don't believe most of this is on Saquon. I don't think he lost a step. I don't think he's diminished. I don't believe that we're talking about a player who's not as good. Now, is he going to be as great as he was last year? That with the start he's off to, it's hard to imagine he gets the 2,000 yards, but I still expect excellence out of him. I still think he will get going. I expect him to have some big carries very soon here, but it's been a slow start. 215-592-9494. We've spoken a lot this week, and we'll get to more AJ stuff in a little bit here. What Kevin Petullo said yesterday, we spent a lot of time on the passing game, on AJ, on Jalen. The fact of the matter is, in that second half on Sunday, that's when you want to run the football. That's when you want to run the clock out, right? They did on Sunday what we kind of want them to do from a formula standpoint. They got the lead throwing early. They were efficient early.
Couldn't salt it away.
And that's what you figure. You figure with this line, with this back, you salt the game away and don't give the Bucs the ball back. Instead, it was 3 and out. The only time we scored on Sunday in the second half was when it was a short field. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on Saquon's start to the season? Are you surprised by it? I think we all wish he would get more yards and think he will at some point. But are you surprised it's been as slow of a start? I told you so, Douglas, in the house early.
In the house.
Saying he is not surprised. Anthony,
I've seen a lot of penetration.
In Jersey is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
What's up, Anthony, man? What's up, buddy?
Hey, man, I'm right with you, Douglas, man. I'm not surprised at all, man, because last year everybody knew that our identity was to run the ball and get Saquon going. And then Saquon got going, so everybody this offseason, and not to mention we won a Super Bowl. So we're going to get everybody best effort. And this offseason, teams went together and they brainstormed on how to stop Saquon, and they came this year with a better game plan and stopped him. Now, I believe our offensive coordinator is the real bubblehead. How in the world is... You got A.J. Brown, Saquon Barkley, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, and you can't get this offense going. Why in the first half you get plays that work? Even last week in the second half you get plays that work. You don't go back to them plays. You don't have other wrinkles off them plays, which you just ran them one time and you forgot about them. Like where's all of that? Hey, you ready for a bad analogy?
Yeah, I'm waiting
for
it.
You get a girl with a pickup line. You don't go back to that same pickup line. You can't get no girl. When you want to go back to that same pickup line?
Yeah, I'm going
to
go ahead and use that. I'm going to wear that one out. Yeah, I'm going to wear that thing out. Yeah.
You going to wear that thing out. It's like he constantly keep running Saquon between the tackles. Get Saquon outside the tackles. Let's start getting AJ on different routes other than slants, goes, and curls are comebacks. Let's start running AJ on sluggos.
You heard him, sluggo, slant and go.
Slant and go. Trick that defense. I like that.
Yeah, let's get AJ on a couple mesh routes, a couple. This offensive coordinator, man, he keeps on us.
That's a man that played Madden right there. He played Madden.
Yes, I do, Hugh. Yes, I do.
That man played Madden.
I'm also a football player, so, like, this thing, our offensive coordinator, like, he just, Hugh, I got another bad analogy for you.
What you got, brother?
Hugh loves those.
You keep walking down Broad Street, and you keep getting robbed. You going to keep walking down Broad Street?
No,
I would not.
That's a bad
I'd
look.
Be out. I'd go the other way.
Like, you'll go the other way, man. Like, this thing right here, I don't believe it's rocket science, but I believe our offensive coordinator, man, he got to go, man.
Well, you know what, Anthony, here's the reality. Good phone call, man, as always. He's green. I mean, he's inexperienced. I mean, it is the risk you take when you hire an inexperienced coordinator.
This is true.
It might take some time. But it is. I am, no matter what we say about all this, I am surprised for this reason. The Eagles have had different coordinators under Sirianni. They've had Shane Steichen. They've had Brian Johnson. They've had Kellen Moore. And now they have Kevin Petullo.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been able to run the football. Here are the ranks in the Eagles since 2021. So this is what Hurts as a full-time starting quarterback. We know Jalen Hurts adds a lot in the running game. And with Sirianni as the head coach. 2021, they were number one in the NFL in rushing yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
2022, number four in rushing yards per game.
Mm-hmm.
2023, number nine. So before Saquon got here, number one, number four, number nine. Last year, they were number two in yards per game on the ground. Only Baltimore with Henry and Lamar had more rushing yards last year. This year, they're down to number 16. I expected a little bit of regression and maybe some teams to play us differently, but man, I am surprised that Saquon's off to as slow of a start as he is, and I do expect him to get better as this thing goes on. Pop-Pop in Simpsonville, South Carolina. Hey, Pop-Pop.
Good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Hey,
good, Pop-Pop. What's up?
Hey, if you look at the offensive line, you saw Lane Johnson sitting on the bench mm-hmm. last Sunday?
Yep.
He looked like Father Time was telling him something.
It's now, time
I don't
to
know
go.
If he's done, but he's beaten up. And I think that offensive line has a lot of wear and tear on it. And that is why Saquon's not getting what he used to get. The offensive line has had a lot of injuries. And you got to look at who's hurt and how badly they want to replicate the year they had last year. Dickerson's had how many surgeries this year?
Yeah, well, Pop-Pop, I mean, I'm with you on Lane. He looked kind of in a weird spot on Sunday, sitting on that bench. Second straight week he had to come out of the game. And I don't think Dickerson has played nearly at the level we expect, you know, since that surgery. He just does not look himself.
So a house can't stand if it's got a bad foundation, right?
Mm-hmm.
All I'm saying is the offensive line is pretty beaten up, and I don't know how they can get healthy with the schedule they have. They have, you know, a bye in, what, 5 weeks?
Yes, they have four more games. They got this Broncos.
Yeah, they got a nice little gauntlet.
Yeah, Broncos, Giants, Vikings, Giants, and then
Broncos
the bye.
Look pretty good, too.
The Broncos are going to be a challenge on Sunday. Yep.
But they got four more games before they get a rest, and they only get a week off. It looks, I mean, Dickerson needs like 6 weeks off.
You know, now that we go back to that decision, Pop-Pop and Pop-Pop, good phone call, man. Now, in retrospect, it is kind of bizarre how quickly Dickerson came back. Now, I don't know how much that was his decision, how much it was the team's. He had surgery, the second week of August?
Mm-hmm. And like a meniscus, like the clean out. Yeah, I think it was a clean out.
Right. So, and I remember we had the discussion like, all right, well, maybe he'll be back for week one, but mm-hmm. maybe week two, week three, like what's the rush? It's a long season. He was right back out there for that Thursday night game in week one. And in retrospect, he has not looked the same. 215-592-9494. All right, a lot to do today. Your phone calls on the Saquon situation. It hasn't looked the same. I mean, in production-wise, is considerably down from where it was last year. Are you surprised that Saquon has had such tough sledding to start the season? I am. I expected it to be probably less than last year, but not half. I mean, he was at 125 yards per game last year. We're at 59 right now and trending down the last couple weeks. I told you so, Douglas in the house today, saying he told us this would be.
Try to tell you.
Yeah, you never told us 50-something yards a game. You never said that.
Well, I still think that there's time to get this right because we're just out of the first month.
Yes.
Of the season.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. There is plenty of time.
So it's plenty of time.
Yeah, but you are. I mean, that hasn't stopped you from I told you so.
No, I don't. That ain't going to stop the train. Ain't going to stop the train from rolling on the track, though.
Elliot will join us coming up at 11 today. We'll get to the Phillies as well. Topper's conversation with the morning show, which had a lot of great information about decisions he's about to make with the postseason on the way. Also, a couple things Kevin Petullo said yesterday I want to get to. That's coming up. 215-592-9494. That's how you join the show. Are you surprised Saquon's off to as tough a start as he is? Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.